Spirit of the living God, Spirit of the living God, we only want to hear your voice, we're hanging on every word. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of the living God, we want to know you more and more, we're hanging on every word. 'Cause when you speak, when you move, when you do what only you can do, it changes us, it changes what we see and what we seek. When you come in the room, when you do what only you can do, it changes us, it changes what we see and what we seek. You're changing everything. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of the living God, we're leaning into all you are, everything else can wait. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of the living God, come now and breathe upon our hearts, come now and have your way. 'Cause when you speak, when you move, when you do what only you can do, it changes us, changes what we see and what we seek. When you come in the room, when you do what only you can do, it changes us, changes what we see and what we see. Changes what we see and what we see. 'Cause when you speak, when you move, when you do what only you can do, it changes us, changes what we see and what we seek. When you come in the room, when you do what only you can do, it changes us, changes what we see and what we seek. You're changing everything, Lord. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of the living God, we only want to hear your voice, we're hanging on every word.
in our larger Alliance family, when it comes to the movement of God through gifts of the Spirit or just any ways in which He moves, there is the phrase that's been adopted, expectation without agenda. Expectation without agenda. In other words, we come to the Lord expecting that He will be King, that He has a message, that He has a kingdom that is growing and moving, but it's not our agenda, it's His. And so we come to Him with expectation as King, as a God who speaks, and as a kingdom who rules and reigns, a kingdom that is growing and moving. But we come with open hands saying, not my agenda, your agenda. Not your will, not my will. And we come to Him. That is the posture and the position that we hear from the Lord, that He moves, that He meets us, whether in big ways or in small ways that grow. And so may our hearts be in that place. May our attitudes be in that place. Expectation, but without agenda. If there are areas of prayer as you would leave this morning that you just want to spend with Him, whether it's at your seat or coming to the altar for someone to pray with you or just to pray by yourself here, maybe it's a place of just surrender of our expectations and our agenda, expecting Him instead to move and to accomplish His. I invite you to come for that. But would you stand as we would close and receive this blessing? I would encourage you, though, if as you go, just to have conversation out in the entryway for those who might want to continue to just linger here, pray, and be with the Lord. He is the King. The Lord Jesus is the King. He has a good word that He is speaking over you today. And His kingdom is a kingdom that is coming and will fully come. As you surrender to Him, you can trust that He is a good King with a good word for you and a kingdom full of power and glory for Him. And so with that confidence, may the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance. May He shine His face upon you. And may He fill you with His perfect, perfect shalom, His good peace. Go in surrender and living in that peace. You are dismissed. Thank you.